Doyle and some Democratic lawmakers have been battling for months over a potential mayoral takeover of the Milwaukee schools and what to do in other struggling districts. The two sides now say that in districts that have been low-performing for four or more straight years, the state school superintendent can provide direction for the local school boards prior to any state intervention. Governor Doyle says the Department of Public Instruction could set a consistent curriculum across the district, and student academic performance could be used in evaluating some teachers and principals.
It will allow the superintendent to, in those schools that are the lowest performing, to have objective performance evaluations, to take the measures that are needed to equitably distribute teachers and principals to those schools that are in need of most help.
Doyle says the state school's chief could also boost mentoring and staff development of teachers. A key Doyle opponent on the governor's failed mayoral takeover plan, State Representative Tamara Grigsby, likes the new package. She says it would give Milwaukee schools more resources.
It'll help MPS to have input from the state in a way that is collaborative, in a way that is not viewed as a dictatorship.
Leaders of the Milwaukee Teachers Union and State WEAC Union say they also back the new compromise. The measure could be voted on in a Senate committee on Wednesday, and lawmakers hope it'll pass the full legislature next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.